This is WKSU News. I'm ML Schulze. In the 2 months since coronavirus first started dominating the headlines of American newspapers, some 1,100 of those newspapers have laid off and furloughed staff, cut pay and print schedules, or gone out of existence altogether. It's also spawned some new models in Ohio and beyond. On Giving Tuesday, a long line of nonprofits devastated by the corona pandemic, from museums to food banks to zoos, appealed to donors for their survival. It was also Giving Newsday, a new appeal to donors and subscribers throughout the country to save local journalism.
I'm Violet Ekonomova, an investigative journalist with Deadline Detroit. In-depth reporting requires significant...
Local journalism, especially its backbone, local newspapers, was struggling long before the pandemic. The merger of Gannett and Gatehouse into the nation's largest newspaper chain loaded the company with $1 billion+ in debt. Advertising revenue that had sustained newspapers for more than a century dropped 15% to 20% last year alone. And companies like Cleveland.com owner Advance Publications that bet heavily on digital advertising were running up against behemoths like Facebook and Google. The Poynter Institute, a journalism school and research center, has been documenting the troubles all along. Still, says its media business analyst Rick Edmonds, March was brutal beyond any expectation.
You know, we see print newspapers go from still having a fair number of inserts and a fair number of ads to being just, you know, very, very barren now. So it's punishing.
Last year, Todd Franco got a foretaste of that punishment. He was editor of the Youngstown Vindicator. The paper closed in August. Franco says he and other editors and reporters were devastated, and ironically, better equipped than ever to understand the community they covered.
You know, for me personally, spent 30 years reporting on reductions in the auto industry and other such manufacturing operations, retail closings, etc. So you're on one side of this news event in your community, and then when it circles back and actually happens to you, you learn a lot.
Despite existing problems in the newspaper industry, Franco and Edmonds note the Vindicator's closing was pretty much an anomaly at the time. And alternatives like the online startup Mahoning Matters, the Youngstown Business Journal, and the Warren Tribune Chronicle stepped up. But a half dozen other papers nationally have closed in just the last 2 months. And with ad revenue cratering, no one is in a position to fill the gap in coverage in those communities. Instead, newspapers are laying off, cutting pay, and scheduling regular furloughs, such as the week-at-a-time unpaid rotations implemented throughout Gannett. That includes at the Beacon Journal, Canton Repository, and Columbus Dispatch. To help their newly out-of-work colleagues pay their bills, still working and retired journalists launched microloans for journalists in April and got $80,000 in pledges in the first 36 hours. But Jan Leach, a former Beacon Journal editor and Kent State professor, says a decade of layoffs have cost entire communities, as well as individual reporters.
There's a lot of things during a crisis that don't get covered. You know, that I mean, obviously this happens in many crises. But the problem is people need news and information more than ever, and less of it is being produced. And I'm really sad about that.
In a bit of irony, one hope of saving newspaper reporting may rest with eliminating the cost of printing and delivering newspapers. Dozens of papers around the country have scaled back on press runs during the pandemic, including Poynter's nonprofit Tampa Bay Times. The Institute's Rick Edmonds says the industry thinking is...
keep the journalism as a whole as you can, and unfortunately, readers, older readers particularly, who just love to have the paper in their hand, I think that's not going to be a 7-day-a-week thing anymore.
But there's hope amidst the chaos, even springing from it. Americans are devouring the news these days. The New York Times reported an increase of nearly 600,000 online subscribers in the first 3 months of this year. And Edmonds notes that mid-sized papers like the Boston Globe had successfully boosted digital subscriptions even before the pandemic.
That's a real potential and you know, basically has a value proposition that you, the reader, want this product and you're going to need to pay for it.
He acknowledges, though, that getting people to pay for what had been free is a painstaking process. One newspaper group that had eschewed the paywall model is Advance Publications. Just before the full impact of coronavirus hit Northeast Ohio, Advance began the process of dismantling the unionized newsroom of the Plain Dealer, shifting the last of its work this week to Cleveland.com. The move caused bitter controversy. But Chris Quinn, vice president of content for Advance Ohio, says the public still responded when Cleveland.com asked for help.
Where we went to people and said, look, we're hurting. You know, if you value what we do, if you find any value in visiting our platforms or in engaging with us, we're asking you to subscribe for $10 a month. They didn't get anything extra for it. It was just a sign of support.
Quinn sees ad revenue starting to creep back. But Quinn says it's new ways of delivering the news, from text messages to e-newsletters to podcasts, that promise new streams of revenue through subscriptions and digital ads.
I mean, we have to find a way to pay for the staff we have that generates this content that people, more people than ever before, are reading. And our audience has never been bigger than it's been the past 2 months.
Todd Franco, the former Youngstown Vindicator editor, says new ways of doing a very old business are key to sustaining local journalism. And while he's a big fan of startups like the Devil Strip in Akron and Richland Source in Mansfield, he says traditional newspapers still have a place.
You don't throw away 150 years. You find a way to mesh the old and the new.
And Franco's new job tries to do that. He's now director of local sustainability and development for Report for America, a three-year-old effort to place hundreds of young journalists in for-profit, non-profit, and startup newsrooms throughout the country. Franco says fundraising over the last month has been soaring, with donors ranging from national foundations to a third-grade class in Colorado.
You know, no different than water, electricity, internet. If you don't have a solid pipeline of information, your community's in jeopardy. And I think when it comes down to the end of the day, as much as we want to protect our family, protect our house, the next thing on that list is protect our community.
The Boston Globe launched perhaps the most interesting example of blending the old and the new a few weeks ago. It decided to give readers a coronavirus break with a front-page story of big secrets, card sharks, stolen art, and murder. All fiction, and serialized the way newspapers attracted and kept readers 100 years ago. But the online version includes dramatic music. I'm ML Schultze, 89.7 WKSU.